BBC News, I'm John Shea. Russia has appointed a new general to lead its forces in Ukraine, barely 3 months after the last shake-up, which followed repeated battlefield losses. Will Vernon in Moscow has more details.
We had this statement from the Russian Defence Ministry making this very surprise announcement that General Sergei Surovikin is no longer the overall commander of the Russian forces in Ukraine. He has been replaced by Valery Gerasimov, who is already chief of the general staff here. And General Surovikin had only been in the post for 3 months. And I think he will be best remembered for giving that order to retreat from the city of Kherson. And remember, that city was the only major population center that Russia managed to take from Ukraine since the invasion. And it's, of course, now back in Ukrainian hands.
The US Treasury says Russian oil revenues are falling because of the price cap Western countries imposed on its crude oil shipments. It noted that in addition to the reduction in revenue, Russia was facing increased shipping costs and had had to discount prices for its biggest customers. The Russian Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak had earlier said that his country's oil producers have had little difficulty in securing export deals despite the price cap and Western sanctions. The United States is deploying a new Marine Littoral Regiment to the southern Japanese region of Okinawa in the face of an increasingly assertive China. Speaking alongside visiting Japanese ministers in Washington, the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the regiment would have an improved ability to counter maritime threats.
We're replacing an artillery regiment with an outfit that's more lethal, more agile, more capable. I think this is going to contribute in a major way in our efforts to help defend Japan and also promote a free and open Indo-Pacific.
The US and Japan are deepening their military alliance as Beijing continues to threaten Taiwan and to send vessels near Japanese-controlled islands in the East China Sea. The Democratic Republic of Congo has condemned Rwanda for saying it will no longer take in people fleeing conflict in the east of the DRC. Rwanda's president, Paul Kagame, said the tens of thousands of refugees were not its problem. Charles Haviland reports.
A spokesman for the Congolese government said the remarks by Rwanda's president proved that human rights were of no value to him. Eastern Congo is scarred by dozens of conflicts, mostly over mineral resources. Tens of thousands of Congolese have crossed to Rwanda, fleeing fighting between the government and the powerful M23 rebels, who villagers accuse of abuses, including rape. The international community says M23 is supported by Rwanda, but Kigali denies this, in turn accusing Kinshasa of supporting Hutu extremist offshoots of the militia responsible for the 1994 Rwanda genocide.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. Reports from France say a man suspected of stabbing and injuring six people at the Gare du Nord rail station in Paris on Wednesday has been identified as a Libyan national in his 20s who was due to be deported. Police are not believed to be treating the attack as terror-related. Turkish authorities have filed a lawsuit against the Istanbul mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu, a potential challenger to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Mr. İmamoğlu is accused of rigging a public tender while he was a mayor of the city's Beylikdüzü district. Posting on Twitter, he called it an attempt to fabricate a bogus criminal offence and said an investigation at the time had found no evidence of wrongdoing. Britain's culture minister has insisted that the famously disputed Parthenon marbles belong in the UK and shouldn't be returned to Greece, from where they were removed in the 19th century. Michelle Donnellan said such a move would open a can of worms. The rock guitarist Jeff Beck has died suddenly at the age of 78 after contracting bacterial meningitis. David Sillitoe looks back at his life.
Hi-Ho Silver Lining in 1967 was Jeff Beck's most famous hit, but not really what he wanted to be remembered for. He'd made his name in the Yardbirds, replacing Eric Clapton. In the Jeff Beck group, he helped make Rod Stewart a star. He was much admired. The Rolling Stones asked him to join. He worked with Stevie Wonder, David Bowie and Kate Bush. In a career that lasted more than 60 years, he had more than earned his place as one of rock's great guitar heroes.
David Sillitoe looking back at the life of Jeff Beck. And that's the latest BBC World News.